John Buchino's songs have been performed by some of the best in the business, Barbara Cook, Audra McDonald, Judy Collins. Buchino writes musicals, but it's a hard life, especially in New York. To make ends meet, he often plays piano in office building lobbies at lunchtime. On a new CD, however, Buchino gets to play tunes by an American master, Richard Rodgers. Not only that, he plays them on Richard Rodgers' piano. John Buchino is in the New York Bureau. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you very much, Leanne. It's great to be here.
All right. What does the piano look like?
You know, it's a Steinway B. It was built in 1938 and purchased by Mr. Rodgers. And he wrote many of his greatest scores on that instrument. And it hasn't had any work done on it since then. So all the strings, all the keys, everything, the hammers, everything are the original one. So it's very much the exact same piano and all of its parts that Richard Rodgers composed on.
It was in tune and in good shape?
Not so much. It's currently owned by Rodgers' grandson, Adam Gettle, who's an extraordinary composer in his own right and a very good friend of mine. And he keeps it in shape, but as a writing piano, as, you know, a piano that he composes on, but not as a playing and certainly not as a recording instrument.
So you had a special piano tuner and everything come in?
It's so funny because I went to talk with her while she was working on it. She was taking out felts from under the keys and replacing them with new felts to make the keys more even. And she was throwing them into a waste paper basket, and I was horrified and, of course, collected them all, and I have them in a little bag at home.
How did you get to play it? I mean, how was it that this project, you said, I want to go play Richard Rodgers songs on his piano?
I, of course, knew what the instrument was, and I'm primarily actually known as a songwriter, and I'm represented by Williamson Music, which is the Rodgers and Hammerstein publishing branch. And the head of that organization had said to me, let's have lunch and talk about what you'd like to do next in your career. A couple of ideas crossed my mind, and like a flash of lightning, I got the idea to do a CD of Richard Rodgers songs, which would be so appropriate, of course, being represented by the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization. And the fact that I have access to Rodgers' actual piano, what a great, I guess, gimmick to make the CD more interesting.
You seem to favor the music from The Sound of Music.
You know what? With the way it worked, some of the first music that I ever heard was the music from The Sound of Music and Carousel. And so when I went into the studio, the way the process worked, I just improvised randomly on Rodgers songs. Whatever Rodgers song popped into my head, I would play in whatever style popped into my fingers. I didn't, you know, have anything really premeditated except for my favorite things. That's an arrangement that I've done before, but everything else was really off the cuff.
Now that you've played Richard Rodgers' piano and, you know, you have to go to these office buildings and play the pianos that are there and you have your own. I mean, is it tough to go back to other pianos after this?
Rodgers' piano, while it had a mystique about it and it had wonderful energy about it, in the office buildings, I'm playing Steinways. So they're actually in better repair than Rodgers' piano. So it's not any, while the magic isn't there, the instruments are even more accommodating.
But you had a lot of fun, huh?
I had a ball. And it always feels good, whether it's writing a song, whether it's doing a performance, to listen back to something and have it feel like I was channeling something, like I was connected to something bigger than me and it came through me.
John Buchino's new CD is called On Richard Rodgers' Piano. For more, go to our website at npr.org. John Buchino joined us from New York. John, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much, Leanne.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from Phil Harrell, Elaine Heinzman, Lauren Spohr, and David Rechter. Stu Seidel is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Mielewski. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, with audio engineers Greg Gavin and Ted Mebane. Our reference librarian is Key Mielewski. And today we say goodbye to our intern, Danielle Ivory. Her great work and infectious laugh has made the Washington summer far more bearable. Thanks for everything. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories and hear audio samples, go to our program rundown at npr.org. This is NPR.